We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A deadly stabbing in Park Slope, Brooklyn early today. This happened just before 2:30 a.m. Police say two 19-year-old women were attacked outside the Slope Natural Plus Deli at 77th Avenue in St. Mark's Place. One was stabbed in the neck and chest and died at Methodist Hospital. The other was stabbed in the arm and is said to be in stable condition. Police are now looking for two men who ran away from the scene down 4th Avenue. Right now, no other details. Stay with 1010 Winds for the latest on this developing story. It was a wild and terrifying scene in Queens yesterday as a man in a wheelchair went on a stabbing rampage. This started around 12:30 at 3121 54th Street. Police say he first attacked a 57-year-old man, stabbing him in the back, then a 69-year-old woman. Witness Thomas Raffaelli told CBS 2 News.
The guy in the wheelchair apparently went across the street and stabbed a lady across the street, stabbed her in the face. And I'm not sure, maybe the neck or so, but I think she was slapped the cheek a few times.
Less than 15 minutes later, they say, the man stabbed a 35-year-old man in the chest and a 46-year-old woman in the arm. Police surrounded the man soon after that and arrested him. All the victims expected to survive. Police identify the suspect as 38-year-old Kareem Phillips. They say he is charged with attempted murder, assault, and weapons possession. Well, now it's really St. Patrick's Day. Today is the actual calendar date of the holiday. There are plenty of events and observances, including Staten Island's first ever inclusive parade. Last week, the borough held what is widely believed to be the last parade that bans LGBTQ groups. This week, Mayor Adams is marching, and Staten Island LGBTQ Center Director Carol Bullock says it's about time.
Such an ingrained tradition in Staten Island, and I think year over year, more and more, the community of Staten Island has said it should be an inclusive event, and, you know, we just want to have a great time, celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Radio personality Elvis Duran, whose husband is one of the organizers, has been urging his listeners to attend. The event is expected to draw a big turnout when it steps off at noon at Hart Boulevard. And yesterday was the city's 263rd St. Patrick's Day parade on Fifth Avenue.
The American-Irish connection is strong along Fifth Avenue. Green hats, green sunglasses, and scarves. Everyone is Irish today.
It's very important that we keep those ties with the American-Irish family. And it was a very impressive here today, and it's a fabulous ceremony, and we're delighted to be part of it.
People come from all over the world for the oldest St. Paddy's Day parade in the world. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says this parade brings a sense of unity and solidarity.
It means a lot because I'm a New Yorker. It means a lot because I'm a Catholic. It means a lot because I'm Irish. And it means a lot because I'm an American.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
And we want to know how you celebrate. We are at 1010 Winds, so tag us in your photos on Twitter and Insta. And we've reached the second half of the weekend traffic nightmare. The half marathon is today. As you've been hearing in 1010 Winds traffic, there are lots of road closures associated with that. The New York Roadrunner says some 25,000 people, including Olympians, Paralympians, and more, will run the 13.1 miles from Brooklyn to Manhattan. This is the only event other than New Year's Eve that closes Times Square, not to mention a slew of other closings. City officials advise folks to take mass transit or walk, if at all possible, this weekend. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones, and we'll get you through. The death of a woman found in a duffel bag in her closet has been ruled a homicide, and police are reportedly looking for two suspects in her death. City Medical Examiner says the 52-year-old woman, identified by police as Nadia Vitel, died of blunt force trauma to the head. Media reports say police are focusing on a man and woman caught on video leaving the East 31st Street apartment that she was subletting. Well, it wasn't your night. Or anybody else's. There was no winning ticket for last night's Powerball drawing, so it goes to $645 million tomorrow. There were winning million-dollar tickets that matched five numbers, but not the Powerball. One of those sold in New Jersey, the others in Michigan and South Carolina. Here are the numbers. 12, 23, 44, 57, 61, and the Powerball 5. Oh, and of course, this is a very big lottery week. The Mega Millions jackpot is $875 million on Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.